And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo, and look who we have.
Oh, hello. We have food and fitness expert Luke Hines, best-selling author, I'm going to call you.
Oh, you're the best, Jo. Good morning, Jo and Gerald, and good morning, Australia. I'm absolutely rapt to be on the show this weekend. Lots of good vibes. Cannot wait to take your calls.
What you meant to say is Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, Mum, please. Massive apologies. Mum, you're tuning in. I know you are. Happy Mother's Day. See you in an hour.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers.
Very important, Jo, and a wonderful day. I keep saying to Philippa that every day is Mother's Day. And look, I think it's wearing a bit thin.
It is lovely, though, to take stock and to celebrate our mums and all that they do. So have you got something special planned?
Catching up with the families, really. See, there, you know, we've got three other mothers in the family.
Yes,
so it's a very exciting, very big day, and it's good, even though we've all been away together, it'd be good to see everybody once again.
Well, I'm the family foodie, so I'm in charge of food, and we're going to take a picnic to Mum's house.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I wish you could be my family foodie expert. Any,
you just ask Jo. You just say the words. I'll be there.
My beautiful daughter gave me a pair of Ugg boots, so she knew that what I wish for mainly is just feet up and relax time, which I don't really get. But she's so beautiful. She researched what colour and what size and where. She took herself off with her father yesterday to the factory outlet because she wanted to get the best price.
Oh, I'm loving this.
I loved it. So, yes, we wish you all a very happy Mother's Day. And we're also thinking of you if this day is a particularly hard day for you, because certainly missing our mum is a very difficult kind of sadness to sit with. So we're thinking of you if today is a hard day. So today we're talking one of our favourite topics on House of Wellness, the gut.
Well, your favourite topic, Jo.
It's not just me, Gerald.
You are the gut lady.
It's not just me. I am passionate about that connection between gut and mental health particularly. But I love the fact that just by addressing how do we feel, what are we eating, we actually have some power to control our health, Hinesy.
Jo, the gut is our second brain, and for good reason. We've got more bacteria in our gut than the rest of the body. And you know when you get a gut feeling about something? That is always correct, because our gut knows more.
It's true.
And big on the immune system. There's a fair percentage of our immune system based in the gut.
It's so fascinating. But how do we know if we have a happy or an unhappy gut? I mean, I guess there are fairly clear signs sometimes.
Look, you can beyond the old rumble and the gut feeling, your gut's very intuitive in that it will tell you what's going on. And look, I have to go here. I know it's early, but one thing that is worth noting about the gut is that to keep an eye on your stools, because your stools will tell you a lot about your gut. I use the S word, stools, because it's early, but I will say that. Do you agree?
Making sure you look.
Oh, goodness.
Because
look,
sorry,
before
Jo,
you this, flush,
we'll,
Jo.
We'll just have a bit of men's talk here, Jo, just for a moment. Because you can tell so much.
Yep.
And we don't.
It says everything about your gut.
Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking more whether you feel bloated or maybe you've got heartburn or anything like that. But you know, that's all right. Look, we're going to be talking with Nicole Dynan, a dietitian and director of the Good Nutrition Company, on our gut health. So she's going to let us know what the symptoms are to look out for and give us some solutions for long-term lifestyle changes. Also, you might love eating the green-lipped mussel. It comes from New Zealand.
Yeah.
But it's not just a delicious shellfish. It has some medicinal qualities. So we're going to hear from spokesperson for Henry Bloom's Michael Laidler to tell us all about that. Gerald's here for the ADZ of vitamins. We're going to be fighting off those winter illnesses with whatever you're going to tell us, Gerald.
Yep.
And our number is 131-873. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you if you have questions for your health, any advice that you're after. But we're talking gut issues first up. So if you want advice on what to eat or not to eat, perhaps.
Very much so. Very much so. I'm here.
You're here, Hinesy, to give that kind of advice if you're after that. 131-873. Next up, dietitian Nicole Dynan on how to achieve a healthy gut.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Get ready to glow deeper with 2 times the power of hyaluronic acid in the new Swiss Beauty Glow Booster Duo. Glow from within with Swiss Beauty Collagen and Hyaluronic Acid Booster Tablets. It helps improve skin elasticity and supports collagen production. Glow from the outside with Swiss 2% Hyaluronic Acid B5 Glow Booster Serum. It instantly hydrates skin and locks in moisture. The new Swiss Beauty Glow Booster Duo is $39.48. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131873 is our number. And do give us a call if perhaps sometimes you have a little dodgy tummy or if you're a little unsure about whether you're eating the right foods for your gut health. We'd love to hear from you, 131873, because gut health is one of the most important contributors to overall health in our bodies. But how do we know if we've got a healthy gut? And if we haven't, how quickly can we turn this around? So joining us on the line is Nicole Dynan, spokesperson for Dietitians Australia and the director of the Good Nutrition Company in Sydney. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Jo. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you on this lovely day. Happy Mother's Day to you also.
Thank you.
So you are known as the gut health dietitian. So for those, if you know, we're less familiar with gut health, I mean, we're quite across it here because we love talking gut.
I'm sorry, you know.
What does gut health mean?
Well, I think we used to think that it was just all about that 9-metre digestive tract that we all have inside of us, but now we're sort of realising that it's also about the microbes that live in there and the impact that they have on our physical health, our mental health, even our immunity, our digestion, our sleep, and up to 70 different diseases now have been linked with gut health as well.
So, Nicole, we hear the term, got to look after your gut health, make sure you're looking after your gut. What actually affects the gut health?
I think one of the things that's really affecting our gut health right now is stress. So that has a direct impact on our gut, as well as things like toxins such as alcohol or medications like antibiotics, and the quality of our diet and other lifestyle factors. So even things like exercise can influence our gut. And I think if our gut gets out of whack, which means the bad bacteria or the opportunistic bacteria are taking over, then we end up with this lack of diversity in there. And really, we think, you know, to get optimal gut health, we want to have a broad range of good microbes in there. So we want a happy gut, really, at the end of the day.
Nicole, as time goes by, I shake my head at how we try and modify foods to make them perhaps more tasty or whatever. What are your thoughts on something like meat substitutes? What effect does something like that have on a gut microbiome?
I think, is this Gerald?
Yes.
Hi, Gerald. Hi. I think the meat substitutes are something that have, you know, really come about because people are interested in putting more plants into their diets and cutting back on their meat. And manufacturers are working towards improving the quality of them. But at the moment, a lot of them still have a lot of additives and, you know, chemicals and things like that in there that maybe aren't as natural. So I think we've got a long way to go with those plant-based meats, but they give people a convenient option when they want to try and cut back on meat in their diet.
I find it absolutely fascinating, the link between gut and mental health. We talk about it all the time. How does stress shift our gut? I'm so fascinated in that.
How does stress shift our gut?
Yeah, how does stress impact on our gut? How can it actually, our moods or, you know, the anxiety or whatever it is, the worry that's in our brain, actually impact on our gut?
So stress can influence the permeability of the gut, which means, you know, in our gut we've got this nice mucus lining. And when we're stressed all of the time, the bad bacteria can become more prolific, so we get more bad bacteria and they start to eat away at the gut lining, and then we start to get bigger particles moving through into the bloodstream, and that causes inflammation in the body. So inflammation is really at the heart of all of these kind of things, including, you know, stress causes that to happen, and then that can impact our mood as well. So we're definitely now seeing a strong connection between what we eat, our gut health and our mood.
I'm really glad you mentioned what we eat, because we know that a variety of different coloured fruits and vegetables are fantastic because they offer us a really, really good source of fibre, which is great for our gut health. But in addition to fibre, what other things can we be doing to look after our gut health, and how long does it take? Because there's probably people listening right now who have a bit of an upset tummy, who might not be in the best position when it comes to their gut health, and is it a daunting road ahead? What does it look like?
Well, the good news is, Luke, that it can we can change our gut microbiome in as little as 48 hours. So we start to actually see changes even after we eat a particular meal, but we get, you know, more significant changes as time goes on and we continue to have a better overall quality diet. So I think probably a key message for people listening is that it's not just one food that's going to make a big difference to the quality of your gut. It's actually your overall diet quality. So it's really what we do most of the time that makes a difference. Mm. And plants and fibre are a big part of that. So we really start to encourage people to just make, you know, small, easy swaps in their diet and go slowly and gradually increase the plants and fibre. Because if you do go too quickly with fibre, you can cause a bit of a gastrointestinal event, I like to call it.
An event. I love it.
slowly and gradually.
Okay. What about the role of, particularly in children, where their gut microbiome obviously is settling and developing over time? We're coming into winter, so we're now looking at antibiotics and the role they play in completely altering the gut microbiome. Yes. Do you think there's less prescribing of antibiotics these days, in your view, or is nothing's changed?
I absolutely do, Gerald, like even having children of my own. And, you know, if they've been sick and going to the doctors, I'm personally finding that doctors are much more reluctant to prescribe antibiotics these days because we know that they can have a significant impact on the gut. And the gut can take a long time to recover from an insult like antibiotics. So we want to make sure that we only use them when absolutely necessary. And, of course, they are necessary at times, but probably not as much as what we have used them in the past. Okay. So it's good to see that shift.
So, Nicole, would we benefit from a prebiotic or a probiotic?
Yeah, absolutely, Jo. So prebiotics are the food for the probiotics, if you like. So the probiotics are the live bacteria. So the prebiotics are basically found in plants. They're the specific type of fibre that helps to feed those good populations of bacteria in the gut, and you can find them in things like vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes particularly. So we're really trying to encourage people to eat more beans, and then nuts and seeds as well. And some particular prebiotics are high in resistant starch, so that's things like uncooked oats, cooked and cooled starchy foods like potatoes, rice and pasta, and legumes as well. So the prebiotics are really important to feed the probiotics, and the probiotics are the live bacteria that are in our gut and in some particular foods, not as many as what we think. So particular strains have been studied to be probiotics, so you've got to really look carefully at the right strains on different fermented dairy products particularly. They would be the ones with the live bacteria that are beneficial to our gut.
Well, that's so informative, Nicole. And I must say, good to know in 48 hours after have my Mother's Day feast today,
you'll be fine.
Yeah. I'll be able to turn around. Right. Yeah, yes. Once I do the damage today, in 48 hours I'll be fine.
Thank goodness we're not with Joe tomorrow.
Oh, Nicole, thank you so much. It's been wonderful to have you on the House of Wellness.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
And we will get to your calls next. 131-873 is our number. We'll speak to you in just a moment.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It is the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Our number is 131-873. Don from Carlingford, good morning.
Morning, Don.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, thanks for being there. Thanks, TGV. I'm in my 80s, reasonably fit and active, but I could have had a bubbling in either my stomach or bowel. I can't tell the difference, possibly bowel. Anyway, this is what I'm asking you.
Mm-hmm.
You got any suggestions to stop this bubbling?
Don, are you taking a medication like Nexium or one of those tummy things that doctor may have given you?
No.
Okay.
I'm on a fair bit of medication, and the worst one is phenylazine.
Yes.
Nardles is a common name.
Yeah, okay.
You've always got to mention that. It's a cow of a tablet.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Just means you've got to be careful to stay away from aged foods. But, no, that won't affect the bubbling. Now, there's a few things, and Hansi is going to talk to you about some food options. You can buy powders from the pharmacy, Don, which contain digestive enzymes, a probiotic, a protective gum for that mucus surface that our dietitian mentioned before, like slippery elm. And you can take those before your main meal, and that will make an enormous difference to how efficient you digest the food. So that's the simple supplement remedy that's perfectly safe, will not interfere with that particular medication or any others for that matter. But Heinzie, what about, where can we steer Don into maximising some things and minimising others?
So, GQ, we just spoke to Nicole and she was all about keeping it simple. A variety of different coloured fruits and veggies. I feel like that's the perfect base point.
Mm-hmm.
Then we want to look at things that we want to limit, and that's things like refined sugar, refined foods and alcohol.
How do you define refined?
Overly processed from a packet. We want to be trying to cook with real food ingredients.
Okay.
So when I talk about refined and processed, they're things with lots of numbers.
Right.
Too many ingredients that need to be in there. Yeah.
I look at it as too much man or woman intervention.
Yes.
You want food
you
don't want humans interacting with the food. You want it to come straight to you, right?
Yeah. So when people are struggling with their health, and in particular their gut health, I say shop the outside of your supermarket. All the fresh stuff, the good quality dairy.
Good tip.
Anything frozen, anything in the middle that can live on shelves for a long time in a packet probably ain't great.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and the last thing is bone broth is one of the cheapest things to make. Yeah, quite expensive to buy at your local health food store, but if you get some good quality grass-fed beef bones and you cook them down in some water with a bit of carrot, onion, celery, 12 hours minimum, all the beautiful collagen and gelatin comes out of those bones, and you can store it in the fridge in a glass container. It is dirt cheap to make, couple of bucks, and you make a couple of litres, and you have a cup of broth. Instead of a coffee, have a brothy in the morning, and it will do wonders for your gut health.
There you go, Don. You're going to be a busy boy today, but maybe get into that supplement as well to help the whole process straight away.
Big picture stuff.
All the best with that, Don. Warren from Cranbrook, good morning.
Yes,
hi, Warren.
Morning. Last weekend, you were talking about a product from Chemist Warehouse. I think it was a seaweed extract, and it numbs the ends of nerves, like when you've got itchies or whatever, you know?
You can buy, it's actually a cream that contains capsaicin, which is certainly a plant-based, Warren, but it's not seaweed. But if you've got irritation, it depends. Now, we use that sort of product for someone with shingles where there's burning and really strong irritation. But the more to the point, if it's just a general itching, you probably need to examine what you're using in the shower to wash yourself with, or if you're moisturising, what you're applying there. So get some advice on the best thing there. Use the capsaicin cream if you wish. You can buy from your pharmacy, but it's certainly not seaweed. So I hope that's helpful.
And do keep your calls coming, 131 873. Now, I just want to mention, change the subject a little bit. Mm-hmm. I want to mention a super fun charity long distance walk that I am taking part of. I will admit, full disclosure, I'm proud to be an ambassador of Coast Trek.
Yes.
It is it's Australia's premier charity hiking challenge for women. You can walk 30, 45 or 60 Ks. I'm doing the 30 because, you know.
Well, it's the shortest.
Exactly.
Well, no, I've been really excited, GQ. We might laugh, but Joe, you've really got into your training, and over the last few weeks, having updates with you about how much further you're going, but also how much better you're feeling.
Well, absolutely. You do it with a team, so I get to hang with three of my best girlfriends as we train. Last Sunday, we did 20 Ks. The aim is to improve women's health. Of course, we're raising funds for Beyond Blues, so you can head along to coasttrek.com. mybroad.com.au and donate if you wish. My team is called The Four Broads.
Oh,
so
hello.
If you do, you do a little search for The Four Broads, you can donate to our team, but any team, of course, because it's going to be on blue. But the great thing is it's all about getting your body moving, spending time with your girlfriends, and the Melbourne event is sold out. Sydney is already finished, but you can still register for Sunshine Coast, Fleury Peninsula. Adelaide,
yes.
And Margaret River.
And they're
wouldn't
not all
lovely?
On the same day, are they? They're kind of distributed throughout the year, which is good too.
Mm. Yes, you've got July, September, October.
Yeah.
So head on to the website and check out what events you might be able to be involved with you, three of your best girlfriends. Yes. Get your body moving.
I'm glad you're doing Melbourne, because I would just wonder how long it would take you to get through the Margaret River wineries and the Fleury Peninsula wineries. It would take you a week.
I do think Margaret River would take me a little longer than Melbourne, although we're doing Mornington Peninsula. There are some amazing wineries.
Yeah. Can you
there
go with
well.
A cheese platter?
I might do that. You never know. But the great thing is that they're also conducting some research this year. They've partnered with Griffith University to study the mental health impact of training for Coast Trek and the event itself.
Good.
So I love this of actually, you know, let's measure what exercise and spending time with your friends and getting out into the nature and all, what that does for your mental health, which is profound, let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Good luck.
Head along to coasttrek.com.au if you're interested in getting involved. Next up, the benefits of the green-lipped mussel sourced from the crystal clear waters of New Zealand.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Alan from Manly. Good morning, Alan.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank
Hello.
You. How can we help you, Alan? And the same to you.
Oh, I'm just wanting to ask if there's any recommendations that you could suggest in terms of persistent indigestion, other than having to swap over and start taking things like Nexium or Omeprazole. Would you suggest something like a probiotic, or is there some other herbal supplement that I could take? I tend to notice that when it always happens at night.
Yes.
Weird indigestion,
yes.
And particularly when I'm eating like very acidic food, like a tomato soup,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Or even any type of protein, like a chicken and meat.
You're on the way, Ellen, because you're already identifying foods which are causing your problems. Now, look, a couple of suggestions, lifestyle-wise, and then I'll come back. If you can either eat earlier in the evening and eat less in the evening, perhaps consider making lunch your most important meal of the day. Because when you think about it, we have a larger meal at night and then we often just sit. And that means our digestion tends to slow down. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up feeling as if your tummy's about to set fire. So that's one suggestion if you can. The other, there are, and I mentioned to Don earlier, you can buy enzymes to help your digestive system function more efficiently. It also means you've got to eat more slowly as well, and you can certainly get those enzymes. And there is a new spray that you can spray to the back of your throat, which for any breakthrough reflux or indigestion is a very effective option. So there's those. But Heinzie, there's obviously foods which are triggers that really make you flare up, and Ellen mentioned a couple.
Yeah, the top two at the top of my list, Ellen, it's funny, you nailed it straight away with tomatoes, but also citrus fruits. They can really flare things up.
Yes.
But to counteract those two things, two of my favourites that have, you know, been proven are things like oats.
Yep.
Oats really, really settle the tummy, so whole grains are a fantastic source, but also make sure you're using healthy fats.
Yeah.
Healthy fats are fantastic too, to make sure that everything down there isn't too acidic.
But often the volume of food we have as well, because we all tend to eat more at night. So
we do.
Do you think the lunchtime suggestion's a good one?
Yeah, I think the lunchtime also, we have to be really mindful to chew our food.
Yeah.
So many of us don't chew our food. So we sit there, we're maybe looking at our phone, we're watching TV, we're not connecting and being mindful with our eating.
I've seen you eat.
And it goes down, and then we can experience that acid reflux.
Mm.
You've got to really get in there.
Yeah.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Good.
Break your food down so your gut can absorb it properly.
Right.
I do feel for you, though, Alan, because you can't always have your larger meal in lunchtime when your friends are going out for dinner.
Sure.
Right? So it's a lifestyle thing sometimes.
Then you go out earlier.
Well, you can't dictate to your friends. Sorry,
so
guys.
Meet you at 5:30 for dinner. What's wrong with that? It's like eating with our grandson 20 months.
People people have jobs,
that's
Gerald.
Got lives, Gerald, to live.
Anyway, it's a difficult lifestyle thing. I know. I have people in my life who struggle also, Alan. Sandra from Ranwood, good morning.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
Excellent. Look, it's just a question for my dad. Mm-hmm. He's in his 80s and he's struggled for years with gout.
Mm.
And he's got all the typical suggestions, avoid shellfish and minimise red meat, no mm-hmm. tomatoes or minimum tomatoes. But I'm now at a stage where I'm very worried he'll fall over because he's so unsteady
sure.
from, you know, on his feet. Any other suggestions?
Well, he needs to go back to his doctor, Sandra, because there's very efficient medications to control the precipitation of uric acid in his joints. So I'm staggered that in spite of probably his regular medical checkups, he's not getting that advice. So, and you can certainly add turmeric in there as well.
All righty. All the best with your dad there, Sandra. Now, the New Zealand green-lipped mussel is a shellfish that many of us find delicious. However, aside from its culinary charms, it's also known to have useful anti-inflammatory properties. So joining us on the line is the spokesperson for Henry Bloom's, Michael Laidler, to talk about this food that is native to New Zealand shoreline. Welcome, Michael.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
All right. So many of us have seen these plump green-lipped mussels at our local supermarkets, mm-hmm. but maybe don't really know what their qualities are. Do tell us.
Yeah, sure. So the green-lipped mussel is a really great addition to meals. The main benefits of them that we find is the naturally occurring proteins that are in them. Those proteins, they help to relieve the mild arthritic symptoms, and they also help support joint mobility.
All right, so we hear the term proteins a lot, but like with the green-lipped mussels, what are those proteins in particular?
Sure. So the proteins that are specifically coming from the green-lipped mussel, there's something called a glycosaminoglycan. And these are a complex protein with carbohydrate structures, and they help to provide the anti-inflammatory benefit from the mussel. We're also getting the omega-3 fatty acids from the mussels as well, and those in conjunction with each other, they help provide the relief of mild joint pain.
Michael, I'm going to show off here and use the technical term Pernar cananiculus.
You couldn't
which is
help
the,
yourself,
no,
GQ.
I couldn't. Well, Michael said glycosaminoglycans. I thought I'd counter them. So now, can we use green-lipped mussel and turmeric together? Is there a benefit in putting a package of anti-inflammatory action together?
Yes, absolutely. The combination of those two, because they work through, different pathways addressing the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
The combination of the two work really great. They both help reduce digestive problems as
yes.
well.
Yes, okay.
And when you combine them with black pepper, the black pepper actually helps with the absorption of the curcumin, or the curcuminoids from the turmeric.
Good.
Now, Michael, you're from Henry Bloom's. Now, this is a company steeped in history here in our country. I don't think that you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who's not familiar with that word, Henry Bloom's.
For sure, yeah. Henry Bloom's has been around for a very long time. They've been around since 1938. They pride themselves on having a lot of integrity and having been around for so long, pride themselves on caring for Australian families for so long.
And your formulations are backed by scientific and traditional evidence as well.
Yes. Yeah, so Henry Bloom's, they really focus on using traditional evidence and the scientific validation alongside with that. To produce the best quality product that they can using pure and raw ingredients.
Wonderful.
Of the most exceptional quality.
Well, thank
really
you.
Great products.
Thank you so much for joining us, Michael, on the House of Wellness today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
And, of course, Michael Laidler comes to us from our friends at Henry Bloom's. Next up, we're going to get from Gerald how we can stay away from those winter ailments.
Well,
that's
hello.
On the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Mild arthritis or osteoarthritis can stop you in your tracks. Ask about Henry Bloom's green-lipped mussel and Henry Bloom's green-lipped mussel with turmeric. New Zealand green-lipped mussels are rich in natural proteins and omega-3 to help relieve symptoms of mild arthritis and promote healthy joint function. Get Henry Bloom's green-lipped mussel 60 capsules and Henry Bloom's green-lipped mussel with turmeric 100 capsules from $11.53 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Derived from seafood, contains shellfish products. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, Gerald. It's time for A to Z of vitamins, and I look to you because we're heading into winter, and already I'm noticing lots of people with not just colds, but the flu.
There's a bit of a pathway, Joe, isn't there? So we can treat when we've got the problem. We can come out of it with other things, but there's also the protection perspective. That's what I want to touch on today. So we know that there are immune-boosting nutrients like vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, selenium, very important. There is also a yeast-based beta-glucan nutrient, which is available in combination. And when you put those in, we're protecting, we're reducing the risk of an infection taking over. And that's all something we've got to talk about now. As the weather's getting cooler in the southern states, it's changeable. Nights are colder, certainly, in the southern states. And this is one way. So we're protecting ourselves from possibly the inevitable. We're all going to have our little sniffles. Mm. We want to minimise them.
Also, I'm noticing people do not understand distance anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
gosh. They're over social distancing, Joe.
I've just been given hugs right, left and centre. And I'm like, sorry.
Well, you're a huggable person.
That's nice,
Joe. The fact that you're moving away with you, that's unsettling.
It doesn't look like I'm saying back off to these people, obviously.
I'm giving you a lot of fist pumps.
That's right. Well, anyway, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Bioceuticals ArmorForce Daily Protect for proactive immune system support, found exclusively behind the counter. Speak to your pharmacist for specially formulated relief. We've got time for one more quick call. Good morning, Jeanette from Pasco Vale.
Good morning. I'm just inquiring about menopause and arthritis, and actually health and arthritis, because some people are saying when your estrogen is lowered that you can get these joint pains, and mine seems to have come on just with perimenopause, suddenly, sure. You know, this aching in my knee.
Sure, and that's a fact, yes. As your estrogen levels drop, inflammation tends to crop up, and in fact, they don't just drop, they fluctuate, so you'll get elevations higher and lower. So controlling those symptoms, first of all, Jeanette's very important. There's a herb called black cohosh. There's a clinically proven extract which will help the fluctuations. Joint pain, we've talked about it so often, and Heinze's going to give you some anti-inflammatory food in a tick. Things like turmeric and ginger. We've talked green lip muscle as an alternative to that as well. So there's lots of options. Get some advice and you'll retain your quality of life.
Now, Jeanette, I often refer to as healthy fats as the oil that lubricates our joints and our bones. So make sure you celebrate lots of healthy fats. We're talking fatty fish like salmon, nuts and seeds, and good healthy oils like extra virgin olive oil. They're fantastic choices. They keep us very well lubricated and moving to our best of abilities.
It's good radio. Yes. He's moving his knees.
I am moving the knee up here, if you can watch.
But also, Jeanette, don't suffer in silence. Go and get some advice around that as you enter perimenopause, because the aches and pains are real. It's not in your head.
No.
Okay?
Well done.
So we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.69 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It's been a super fun House of Wellness hour with you. And if you are after more House of Wellness, of course, you can head along to houseofwellness.com.au. Of course, anybody who are not able to get through on the phones today, there's an Ask tab.
The Ask tab's up and about. It will be personed, not manned, personed.
Good.
You're very good at the Ask tab, GQ.
Thank you, Heinze. Yes. Very kind. There's also an insert of a big mayhem mega sale. There's lots of stuff, half-price vitamins.
Fantastic. Oh, and if you're after more House of Wellness on TV, you can head along to House of Wellness TV today, Channel 7 at midday. There's a fantastic interview with Dr. Joanna McMillan if you want more information on gut health. She is...
Isn't her accent amazing?
Oh, she's just so knowledgeable as well. I just loved this interview. She brought so much information around gut health. And also, Dr. Isabel Carr goes bar hopping.
Yeah.
On these are non-alcoholic bars.
Yeah, like it's all about mindful drinking now, Joe, which I kind of love because I'm a non-drinker. So if I'm going to go bar hopping, I love the idea that there's some options out there. But actually on the show over the last few years, I've made some mocktails.
Good.
Yes. So you can actually head to the Eat tab on the House of Wellness website.
Yes.
And there's these fantastic sugar-free, non-refined, alcohol-free mocktails that actually taste like the real thing, that celebrate really good ingredients for your gut, because alcohol is one of the biggest contributors to bad gut health, whereas some of these ingredients really support your gut health.
What I really love about these mocktails too is usually when you don't want to drink, you're like, oh, I'll have a soft drink, you know, or juice. It's all sugary.
Sugar, yeah.
But these are adult flavours, adult palate, no sugar.
No sugar.
Talking about adult food, on the website, you've got a recipe of green lip mussel, haven't
you? I do. They're so good. They're in a coconut broth, lots of heat from chilli, garlic, onion. Absolutely fantastic. Winter warmer, fight away the flu. And get those green lip muscles into you.
Oh, that
those
sounds
glycosaminoglycans.
Oh, here he goes.
Glycosaminoglycans. Oh, yep. I'm very impressed, Gerald. Well, I hope you all have a wonderful Mother's Day. All the best to your 94-year-old mother, Gerald.
Yes, and the other three mothers in the family as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And yours as well.
I can't wait to see Mum very soon.
Good. Yes, we wish
and
you
yours,
all...
And yours, Joe. Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much. We wish you all a happy Mother's Day. And thanks, as always, to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all again next week. We'll